Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Elder Benny Burrell, excited about what the Lord has given us to share with our listening audience tonight. We want to thank God for each of you who've called in on the phone lines and those in the chat room on this evening to hear from the Lord regarding carnality, corruption, and compromise that is existing in the church. We want you to know that we will be having intercessory prayer on tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. If you have prayer requests, we ask that you would please email them to empower_yourself@yahoo.com or feel free to inbox me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and we will gladly add your prayer request to our list and intercede on your behalf. We are grateful to God for the doors that are being opened and the opportunities being presented to the ministry. And we share with you that if there's something that you hear here on the Empowerment Place that you have a question about, if you'd like to contact us for speaking engagement, motivational speaking, or coaching, please contact us at 804-658-3159. Again, 804-658-3159. While on the line this evening, if you'd like to add a question, ask a question, or give a comment, please press 1 and we can bring you live and interactive in the conversation. Now, praise God, we're going to move on. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for who you are, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing. We thank you tonight for this word, oh God. We thank you for the relevance of what you're speaking, oh God. God, that you're opening our eyes, you're opening our understanding, God. You're allowing us to see truth in a way we've never seen it before. Now, God, we thank you for the anointing, oh God, that makes the preaching and the teaching easy. We thank you for the anointing now, God, for we know that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for clarity in the line now, God. Thank you, God, for the word going forth and doing what you're sending it forth to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it, God. We celebrate now, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank God that I've already seen another pastor and prophet on the line tonight. And please do at any time press 1 as you can share in the dialogue of this teaching. Amen, amen, amen. So tonight, we're talking about carnality, compromise, and corruption in the church. Carnality, compromise, and corruption in the church. You might say, well, Prophetess Val, where you get that from? How you figure that there's carnality, compromise, and corruption in the church? We don't have to look far. Most of us know it's been all over the media, the attack upon Pastor Kim Burrell, who made some statements in her church and have been scrutinized by the world, have been scrutinized by others in the body of Christ, and this is not what God desires. So let's take a look at this. In Romans chapter 8, verses 7 through 8, it reads this way: for in the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. We have those who say that they are the body of Christ. They say they are our preachers, our teachers, our prophets, our apostles, our leaders, who are more concerned with a platform, a paycheck, and the glitz, and are forfeiting the message of God, that God loves all of us. He loves the sinner, but he hates our sin. Carnality. Carnality is that relating to or given to crude bodily pleasures and appetites. Carnality is temporal, it is worldly. And in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We have been looking, we've been looking for the prize for man, not being concerned about the prize that Christ has for us. We are so busy wanting to please our flesh. We want to look good. We want to sound good. We want to be with the right clique and the right crew. We want to be on the right platform and be seen to make a name for ourselves. But what is it going to do for us to profit the world and to lose our soul? God is saying now is not the time for carnality, that we have had to take off the old man, to receive the new man, to be the new creature that he wants to create in us, to be mindful of who he is, to obey his commands and only. So when you're operating out of the flesh, when you're operating in a carnal way, you find yourself acting out. You find yourself operating in envy and lust and jealousy, strife, all those behaviors that are moved by the flesh. But we have to set our minds on the Spirit, which is alive and peace. Can't just be willy-nilly about bringing carnality in the church. Somebody had posted today on Facebook, they called it church comedy. And in some ministry, they had a go-go beat going. And the folks were doing the go-go up in the church and going to partners doing go-go in the church. And really? Come on. Everything ain't supposed to be there. Stuff that's pleasing to the flesh, that's not the place for it. But we're going to move. Let's look at corruption because time will move by. I'm going to just say this to you. Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Y'all hear me? All this carnal stuff that we're doing, all this stuff we're doing to please the flesh, all this stuff that's temporal, we're being more mindful of those things than the eternal things that God has in store for us. Corruption, what is it? Corruption is being dishonest, illegal behavior, especially by powerful people. It's the act of corrupting someone or something, something that has been changed from its original form. Corruption is an impairment of integrity, virtue, or moral principle. It is decay and decomposition. Corruption, is it happening? Of course it's happening. Corruption is happening in the brick and mortar place. But not just in the brick and mortar place. We have to begin to look at our own spiritual walk. Sometimes, you know, we engage people in the church, and sometimes you stop and you shake your head, you scratch your head, and you say, God, are these folks even saved? Or do they just come to church? Because you don't see anything in them that speaks to a relationship with Christ. Come in doing the same thing they do on the street. They bring the same habits, the same work ethic or lack thereof in the house to corrupt it, and we wonder what's going on. Galatians 6:8 says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap as now. What would you rather have? Something temporal? Or would you like to have everlasting life? That should be an easy question, right? What we desire. That's what we want. But our behavior is corrupt. Why? Our relationship is not in check. We're not loving one another. Let's go there. We're not even loving another. The worst, how can you love God which you've not seen? You can't love your brother that's beside you. If we were loving people, because love covers a multitude of sin, if we could love them, maybe we could deal with some of this behavior that's corrupt, that's come into the place. To have people try to mock God from us. What is it? Compromise is a way of reaching an agreement in which each person or group gives up something that was wanted in order to end an argument or dispute. It's something that combines the qualities of two different things, a change that makes something worse and that is not done for a good reason. We touched on this a little bit the other night in our Bible encounter. We talked about how we look at situations that are black and white, but what compromise does, it makes it gray. So we take a little bit of what God says, and we take a little bit of what the world says, and we put it in a jar and shake it up, and now we have gray matter where you pick and choose what out of it is God and what out of it is the world, and you say, now this is our new standard. God said not so. There's no compromise. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. I believe Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better. So if you're in the church, if you're in the Word, if you're having conversation with God, if you have a relationship with the Father, if you receive Jesus as your Savior, then you ought to know better than to do some of the things that you're doing and to say some of the things that you're saying. The Word says in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So here you go again. You say you love God, but you only want to do the commandment that seems beneficial to you. You want to take even his love and make it a gray matter. God said, no, enough of that. We, do you hear me? We have been, because we have been dormant in our movement in the things of God. We have not been promoting the kingdom. Woo, God. We have not been moving according to what God has called us to, operating in our purpose. We've been sitting in the cut, quiet, watching and listening and not speaking up. Do you know that God gave you a voice for a reason? God placed in you his original intent for a reason, and that reason was to help build the kingdom here on earth. But we have been lured by the enemy. We have been lured by the things of the world, situations that should be clear and concrete regarding God and his word, and now turned it into gray matter such that we as the body, the true body of Christ, are being called out for speaking what the word says. And the thing is now, even with this attack against Pastor Kim Burrell, this is not just about Pastor Kim Burrell. This is not just about the lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual community. This is an attack against Jesus. This is an attack against God's word and an attack against our right. Do you hear me what I'm saying? To serve a true and living God. They want to silence it. But God said he's given us a voice, and now it's time for us to open up and use the voice that he's given us. Who wants to be muzzled? I don't. So when we get a cold or we get laryngitis, we try with everything we can to try to get something out. Even when our bodies are not right, we're trying to get something out. But God is saying, when you were well, when you were equipped and you've been empowered to say and do what I've given you to say and do. You sat there then and were quiet, and now, we are in a battle like never before. We are in spiritual warfare like never before, and he said, I need to hear your voice. I need you to open up and be willing to share the truth of my word. I need people to see who I am. Carnality, compromise, and corruption. Things of the world now in the church, wreaking havoc. And we just sat back. We watched. We listened. We had our little side chats. We didn't bring it to anybody's attention. We didn't address it. We didn't want to get involved. But God said, it's time. You better get involved. We are facing so much here in these United States. We are facing so much. So much is critical in this season right now. That you better know who you are. You had better be willing to take a stand for truth now, like never before. Can't just go, shh, don't say nothing. No, you better call it what it is. Call it what it is. And if you don't know, get in the Word. Get in the Word and let the Word of God get in you so that you don't have to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's time to stand up and take our rightful place in the body. It's time for us to put an end to body. We have power, y'all. God has given us power and authority. He's given us dominion in the earth to break some bondage. He's empowered us to make change. But he wants to use us to help bring that change about. Somebody might be checking themselves because when you do a self-assessment, you see that some of your behavior may have been carnal. You may have been compromising. You might have been doing some stuff that was corrupt. But guess what? Come on. You have an opportunity to get that right. You got an opportunity to have that slate cleaned. That's what repentance will do. You can wipe that slate clean. And that can happen now. That can happen tonight. That prayer can be prayed before we get off the line. Woo! God, I thank you. Our call is on the line. Amen. Press one. And come on. Dialogue with me. Because dialogue with me. Share with me your thoughts regarding what you're seeing and what you're sensing regarding carnality, compromise, and corruption in the church. I want to hear from you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it something that you're experiencing? Are you seeing it? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling as though the church is back down and the church is not the voice that we're supposed to be? If you are feeling it, call us, 323-927-3014. Let us hear what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful tonight. I'm grateful tonight for a mind to do right. I am grateful tonight to be committed to that which God has called me to. I am grateful tonight for that made up mind. And God is desiring that from each of us. He wants us to be sold out to him, to his way and his truth, for he is light. That's what he desires. We've got to put away this worldly behavior, this worldly thinking. We've got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And then let's be a voice to uphold our brothers and sisters in righteousness. Don't be talking sad ways. Stand on the truth. Yes, the truth. No, not your truth. The truth. The truth. The word of God. The truth. His word that is a lamp unto our feet, the light on our pathway. Him. Let Jesus be our truth. Let the relationship that we have with him be the driving force that keeps us on the right path with him, that keeps us fulfilling our purpose in the earth, that keeps our voice strong for him. Put an end to this worldly stuff, and let's stop calling it right, because we're seeking promotion for ourselves, seeking promotion from man, knowing that when man puts you up, as soon as he puts you up, he'll come and snatch you and take you right back down because you didn't do it his way. But when God promotes, when God does it, he does it in such an excellent way. He does it when the time is right, when he knows that he can trust you. He does it. And when he does, we'll have to worry about any gate. The gate of hell is not going to prevail against it, because God's decision is going to stand. God's word is going to stand. God's love. It's time for us to put away these worldly ways, my brothers and sisters. It's time to put away the carnal behavior, the compromising behavior, the corrupt acting. It's time for us to put that aside and get serious about our relationship with Christ. Get serious about our relationship with Christ. God, I thank you. Again, we offer that if there's anyone that has a question or a comment they'd like to add, please press 1, and we will bring you live. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now we're going to pray. Amen. And close out on tonight. I'd like to remind you all, again, prayer at 5 a.m. in the morning. You can send your prayer request to us on Facebook through Messenger or email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. On Friday, January 13th at 8 o'clock p.m., we will have a guest on the show, Prophetess Yolandia Gibson, who will be on the air sharing regarding the new School of Prophecy campus in Richmond, Virginia. Again, that'll be Friday, January 13th at 8 o'clock p.m., the Shamar School of Prophets. On January 14th, starting at 10 o'clock a.m., the Empowerment Place will be hosting a one-day conference, I Know Who I Am. The ministers that will be speaking into our lives are Apostle Cynthia Brooks Johnson, Prophet Rodney Deaney, and Minister Kia Moore will be with us. It'll be held at Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia. More information about this is also on my Facebook page, Valerie Burrell. But we invite you to come. There is no registration cost for this event. We don't want there to be an excuse why you don't show up. But we ask that you come. Prepare to bring a seed. We will also have vendors in the house, Ariel's Bliss, unique accessories, and God help me, I forgot the name of her business, but we'll have someone there with T-shirts and bling. Amen. To be a blessing, to help these entrepreneurs in the kingdom as they do the work that's been given to them in the marketplace. Amen. Carnality, compromise, and corruption. have been in and are in the church, but now it's time for us to make a change. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, prophetess. Amen. Thank you for
calling
in.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
Not
Amen.
A problem.
Good. Amen.
I just wanted to add, as you talk about carnality, corruption, and compromise, a lot of that is truly due to the lack of truth that is shared in the pulpit on Sunday morning and also sometimes in Bible study. And I think because the people aren't receiving the truth, they don't understand what their actions have an impact to do on the world. So I just wanted to call in and say thank you for sharing some truth and a better understanding as to what we are capable of doing and how our actions are impacting the world.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that, Prophetess Nina. It is true. We have said in our studies, we salty and we glad about it. But God expects us to be salt in the earth. He expects us to be the lamp that shining forth his goodness. And when we're doing things contrary to that and we're calling ourselves the body of Christ, we are doing so much damage. We are aiding the enemy and bringing the corruption, the carnality, and the compromise into the place. Because we don't know the truth. Amen. Amen. So thank God. Thank God. Thank God for that, for sharing that on this evening. Amen. Honey, did you have anything you wanted to share before we close out tonight? Amen. 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 He giving me the sign. Amen. He's good. But we thank you. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the word that you're releasing to us, oh God, to give to your people, God, that we might give them truth, that we might aid in redirecting them back to you, God, that they would put aside the habits, the carnality, the compromise, and the corruption that has become so familiar in the church. God, we need deliverance tonight. God, we need crying out, repenting of sin on tonight. God, we need to be dipped again tonight, God, in the name of Jesus for your glory. Now, God, we thank you that this seed that is being planted into the ears of your listeners even now, God, that these seeds would bring forth a harvest, oh God. God, that they would begin to open up their mouths and speak the truth of your word, oh God. That they would move according to the divine purpose that you placed in them in the earth, oh God. God, that we would be the changers that are needed in this season, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we trust you, God. We believe that as we pray, oh God, according to your word and according to your will, that we will receive that which we ask in Jesus' name. And we count it so now, God. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. God bless you all. We love you here at the Empowerment Place. We are close. If you ever need us, please reach out to us. You'll find us on Facebook, The Empowerment Place, Valerie Burrell or Benny Burrell. We are here for you. Every day it's our desire that you do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Join us again on Friday night at 8 o'clock with Prophetess Yolandia Gibson as we share regarding Shamar School of Prophets. Until then, God bless you and good night.